This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. We are at part 7 of Drawing Close to God, this brand new series. And I think I haven't made myself crystal clear on how this is working at the moment. I wanted to bring you 4 sections, and I called them parts, and I should have called them sections. I wanted to bring you 4 sections to begin with to start this series. And they were sections that will help you draw close to God. And section 1, if you remember when I began this, I told you I would like you to write these headings down. So section 1 was through Christ, repentance through His grace, for forgiveness and mercy. And in that section, I brought you 2 scriptures. The first one was Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, verses 4 and 5. And the second part of this was Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 28 to 29. And then we moved on to section 2, which was this: we come to Him in prayer and worship Him in spirit and in truth. And in this section, I brought you 2 scriptures, Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 6 and 7. And then Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, and verses 17 and 18. And then we moved on to section 3. We read, trust, and apply His word daily. And in the 6th part, I brought you 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 16 and 17. And today, I'm going to bring you the next part of this 3rd section. Now, please tell me, beloved, it is clear now. Please tell me it is clear. We're still on section 3. We read, trust, and apply His word daily. And today we come to James, the 1st chapter. And we're going to look at verse 22, where it says this. I might actually carry on, but it says this: but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in the mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and do what it says, and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Beloved, we're looking at this section intently, reading and understanding God's word. And I believe meditating on it, I believe studying it. God's word is so important. Oftentimes, we'll go to church, or we'll watch something on YouTube, or we will watch TV, Christian television, and we will hear the person preaching a word, bringing a word, talking about a word. And we'll listen to it. Of course we will. And we might even say these words, "My word, that was an anointed word today. That was really anointed." But we listen to it, and we don't take any notice of it. It's almost like we've completely forgotten what the minister, the pastor, or whoever was speaking has said. How often, when you leave church and you go home, how often can you not even remember what the word was about? You know, if we are in church, or if we are watching, or we are listening to the Word of God, and we don't remember it, there's a reason. It's either that we weren't listening, or that perhaps that word was not anointed by God. I can remember some years ago, I went to see someone preaching, and you know, I can't even remember the person's name who was preaching. But that actually is not important. I was sitting there with a friend, and we were in this cattle shed at Stoneleigh, at the Bible College and the Bible Conference. It was called Stoneleigh Bible Week, and we were sitting there and we were listening to this man preach. And I listened intently for 45 minutes and still couldn't get what he was saying, still couldn't understand what was going on. And I turned to my friend and said, "Are you getting this?" And he said, "Nope, not at all." And it was almost like the Holy Spirit said, "Now." And suddenly, the word that he spoke was coming to life. Suddenly, the anointing hit. Now, I can tell you this as a pastor and as a preacher, that sometimes you'll go into the pulpit and you'll begin to speak. And if you try and speak your words and not the words of the Holy Spirit, they're not clear. It doesn't make all that much sense. People aren't being moved by it. Why? Because the Holy Spirit isn't inspiring you. Because the Holy Spirit isn't anointing the word. I don't know why that happens. And I don't know why God chooses to anoint one person and not another. But I believe that God's anointing is not for the person himself or herself. I believe the anointing is for you. So if you believe that I have an anointing to preach, that anointing is not for me. That teaching and that preaching of the word is not for me to be blessed and to become puffed up. It is for you. It is for the edification of the church. Oftentimes when we read scripture, we don't even understand what it's saying. I read scripture from the New Living Translation. I love that translation because it makes God's word crystal clear in my humble opinion. But reading the Bible and listening to the Word of God is so important. That is why here on Worship Radio 247, we mix the Word of God with worship. It is called Worship Radio 247, and we worship a lot, but we also add in the Word of God. That is very, very important. So there is a balance. But James here is advocating that we listen and that we do what the Word of God says. We don't listen and do what the minister says. It's nothing to do with him. We do what the Word of God says. It's important. It's vital. But we don't. And I'm even putting me in the mix here, and I'm being open and honest with you. Oftentimes, I go against God's word. Oftentimes, I walk away from what I've heard. Why? Because it doesn't suit me. In other words, it's almost like a condemnatory word, although I know it's not condemnation, because condemnation does not come from Almighty God. Only conviction comes from Him. But I feel condemned, so I don't listen. So I walk away. And over the years, I'm beginning to change that. As I draw closer and closer to Almighty God, over the years, I am changing that. We hear a word from God, and we take no notice. And then I will hear that cry from the people saying, God never talks to me. He never communicates with me. But if you were to listen to God's word, if you were to read it and study God's word, He would be talking to you all the time. God wouldn't be quiet. He would never be silent. Because the inspired word of God is what you are reading. It's what you are taking in, as I said on yesterday's broadcast. You are inwardly digesting. Don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. You know, James is giving us a commandment here, in fact. He's saying, I am telling you, through my God, that you mustn't just listen and do nothing about it. You must listen and act on it. Because it's coming from God. Because it's coming from heaven above. Now, when you look at the Word of God and you listen to the Word of God, you might well hear a preacher or a minister saying something about a piece of scripture and changing it to suit the way he wants it to sound. That's when you don't listen. That's when your ears close, because you are trusting in the Holy Spirit to open your ears to the Word of God that God wants you to have, not what man wants you to have. And that's when you recognize the anointing. That's when you know that you know that you know that you are hearing from Almighty God. Don't just listen to God's Word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, says James, you are only fooling yourself. Otherwise, you are living in deniability. Otherwise, your ears become shut. Open those ears, beloved, and listen to God's word, and read and meditate on God's word. In the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, I give you the glory, and I give you the honor. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing us your word each and every day so that we can listen and we can read and we can obey For we know, Lord, that the Bible is the inspired word that comes from you. And Lord God, we give you the glory and we give you the honor and we give you the power in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say, Lord God, we love you and we adore you and we worship you. Amen and amen.